Welcome back to Prophecy Today. In this segment, I'm going to be getting my Middle East news update from our longtime journalist serving in that part of the world, David Dolan, longtime friend, broadcast partner for us here. We'll get to David in just a moment. Midway Baptist Church is where Judy and I will be headed out to right after the broadcast. It's located in Raleigh, North Carolina. Actually, I think it's Cary, North Carolina, but that's a suburb of Raleigh. We'll be there at Midway Baptist. We're going to join Larry Upchurch, all of his fine people, as we have a one-day prophecy conference. We're going to meet in the morning, and then we'll meet in the evening as well, 9:30 service in the morning and 6 p.m. service in the evening. If you're in that area, that listening area, you've got to come and join us as we study Bible prophecy. Midway Baptist Church, Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, as promised, let's go to cover the Middle East and what's happening there. The man who does that for us is David Dolan. David, a conflict on the Temple Mount and in the area of the Old City, prayer meetings by the Muslims breaking out all over the Old City on Friday, which is, of course, the holy day for the Islamic faith. This does not look like it's going to go away. Things are still pretty hot there.
No, Jimmy, it doesn't look like it's going to go away. It's been over a week now of trouble. It was a week ago Friday that some Israeli security patrolmen were killed just near the Temple Mount by some Palestinian terrorists, actually Israeli Arab citizens from Umm al-Fahm in the north of Israel, a strong Islamic stronghold there. They came down to Jerusalem, went into the Old City, and did this killing near the Lion's Gate, then escaped up to the Temple Mount, and they were followed by Israeli security forces, cornered there and killed. And as we know, that started some clashes that day. And then the Israeli government decided they had no choice but to put in these metal detectors all around the Temple Mount area in the Western Wall area. Now, we've had some in existence for many years now, especially going right up to the Temple Mount from the bottom of the Western Wall area, but not the other entrances. They didn't have these metal detectors in areas around them. Now they do. Palestinians don't like it, and Jimmy, a sign that this is going to continue is that we're hearing more and more Palestinian Authority voices endorsing this violence, basically calling for a new uprising, and it seems to be happening. Again, there's no more emotional issue than the Temple Mount and the Old City of Jerusalem for the Muslims. Really, in some ways, Jimmy, as I've said before, it's a more important holy site than Mecca, which is, of course, their officially holiest site, but it was in Jerusalem, they believe, that Allah demonstrated the veracity of Islam's claims by giving them the holiest site of the Jews and a holy city for the Christians as well. So that's how they view it, and that's the basis of this, and so I think we have enough fuel going that we may see some even further action, and as I said last week, the ultimate escalation would be if Hamas or Hezbollah or both got into this and turned it into a real full war.
Well, you were speaking of Hezbollah. Jordan's intelligence agency is reporting that Hezbollah, the ones are responsible for the terror activities on the Temple Mount. Have you heard anything about that?
I have seen those reports, and I think they're very credible. Jimmy, what we're seeing again is the Shiite Islamic world headed by Iran joining forces more and more with Sunni Arab Palestinians. Now, everywhere else, the Shias and Sunnis are still fighting each other very, very toughly. We know that is certainly happening to the north in Syria and in Iraq, east of that. But Hamas, a Sunni Arab movement, has partnered with Iran for some years. Hamas has cells in all these places. Islamic Jihad is very close to Iran. That's a Palestinian Sunni Arab movement as well. And so it's very credible, those reports, that Iran had a hand in this. And if that's so, Jimmy, then it may indeed be a pretext. They knew this would set off a whole series of chain reactions. You launch an attack in Jerusalem, kill some Israeli security forces, there's going to be a response. And then, you know, it was probably deliberate that these guys were probably ordered to go back up to the Temple Mount because, again, the emotions of that and to have a clash there is always so much more impactful, they believe. So the fuel is there, and I think this fire may well continue. And, of course, if Iran got directly involved, or, as I said, if Hezbollah opened fire or Hamas with rockets, then we're going to see a whole new summer war, and possibly one that will go beyond even that.
And, David, there is a report coming out of Cairo, Egypt, that the main Sunni center of teaching there is calling for the Islamic world to rise up and save Al-Aqsa. This is only going to intensify what you've been talking about.
Well, right. I didn't mention that. It's not only more mainstream Palestinian voices that are joining this chorus of calls for resistance and for violence, but we're seeing Muslim leaders around the region, and not just Arab Muslim leaders, but of course we already mentioned Iran, Shiite Iran, backing violence as well. And yes, I think we're going to hear more and more cries around the world for this. And again, there's just nothing that gets the Muslim world more ignited than the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif, that issue. Because again, if that's the place that Allah chose to demonstrate that they have the final truth and Muhammad is the final prophet and not Moses or Jesus or these other claims they make, well, if that's what it meant to capture it, then what does losing it mean? And they did lose it. And now they feel like they're re-losing it because they can't just go up there freely and pray without any obstructions. Of course, the Israeli government is allowing them to go up as normal and pray, but just to pass through these metal detectors and these security measures. But they don't want to do that, and you know, it's a casus belli, they believe, and so they've got a good one, a popular one, and I would expect we'll hear more calls from major Islamic leaders around the world even for this to carry on, and for really an uprising to take back the old city, and particularly the Temple Mount.
David, we've heard a lot of reports about how Islamic State has been driven out of Mosul in northern Iraq. Also, the battle there in Raqqa in Syria to take out the headquarters for Islamic State. Now Islamic State surfacing in the Sinai with an eye on Israel. You think this is going to heat up as well?
I do, Jimmy. And, you know, we've got to remember, even though they call themselves Islamic State and that they have this capital and blah, 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 It's a movement. It's an idea. It's a religious view. It's a hardcore view of Islam. It's a fundamentalist view of Islam, meaning it's a view shared by millions all over the world. You don't have to be in the caliphate or in the state or whatever perimeters. And in fact, the state doesn't have to exist. If it's destroyed, the terror will continue because, as you say, they have supporters all over the place. One of those is in the Sinai, where they're fairly well organized. They've been launching attacks on the Egyptian police and security forces for several years now. And yes, they've fired off some rockets towards Israel, we believe, on several occasions, and have proved that they're there. And I expect that to just continue to heat up, and really everywhere. You know, we're going to see, I think, more Islamic activity in Jordan, in the Gulf states. We have the Qatar crisis situation still going on. We have Yemen that is starving. The people have no food. We have Syria in utter chaos. So it's a recipe for further violence and for meddling, in particular by some of these regional enemies of Israel, to really stir this up. So going to keep a close eye on it.
Well, this seems to help us understand why maybe President Trump decided to delay the moving of the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv into Jerusalem. However, on that subject, Mike Pence spoke to a large gathering of Christians just this last week. He made the promise that the embassy move to Jerusalem is a question of when, not if. I can understand this is probably not the time to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem.
No, and Jimmy, had he done it, it probably would have been the spark that caused the same thing that we're experiencing right now. And he knew that, and the officials knew that. And, you know, if the United States is to blame, not just Israel, that really adds fuel to the fire. That's what they're thinking. So, yeah, I believe him. He does want to move the embassy. He intends to do it, but it certainly has to be after another major conflict. I'm sorry to say that, but I think we have to see Hamas really defeated, like the Israeli defense minister says will happen next time there's a war. We have to see Hezbollah put in its place. We have to see these forces trimmed before there's any chance of any movement on the peace process, or even a movement of the embassy that would not be met with huge violence.
David Dolan, the man who has our Middle East news update, many years of experience as a journalist in that region. He's on top of all the issues and stories we want to discuss with him. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll, of course, have a conversation with you next week.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to focus on an archaeological discovery at Shiloh, which was the headquarters for the Israeli people, their capital city, 3,500 years ago. And I'll continue in my conversation with Wiki Madad about what's going on the Temple Mount. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.